Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
I admitted in the office this week, having just come back from my holidays, that I cook when I go on holidays. And I cannot tell you the reaction that I got. People were aghast, shocked. I would actually go so far as to say people were horrified when I admitted that I brought some of my favourite bread. I brought some salad topping that I like. I even packed my, I was going to call it a pinafore. It's an apron, actually. It went into the bag for my summer holidays. And Andrea Smith, I know that you're the same, aren't you?
No, absolutely not, Kira. I'm laughing at the apron. Did you really bring an apron on your holiday?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't go without it.
What are we going to do with you? Like, holidays should be about no shopping, no cooking, no cleaning. They're about rest. You know, they're about going out and, you know, soaking in the atmosphere around the place, you know, and looking at the sea views, all that kind of thing.
And being surrounded by hundreds of people all queuing up to try and get into a really busy restaurant where you're paying a fortune for mediocre foods and then you have to get a taxi home.
But do you not think when you're at home, like, is it not a pain every day to try and work out what you're going to have for dinner?
Yes.
Is that not one of the annoying things every day? You go, God, what am I going to have? Do I have the ingredients in? Like, when you're on holidays, I know you said you brought things, but do you not have to then go to the supermarket and look for something in a different language and all that kind of thing? Are you not making things very difficult for yourself?
But do you not think that's kind of enjoyable? You wander around the supermarket, you pick up new foods, new flavours. I think I'll try a bit of this with a bit of that. And let's face it, unlike my daily life at home, I'm generally cooking while having a glass of wine on holidays. So it's doubly enjoyable.
But you're not getting the atmosphere. If you're in a little, you know, apartment and the little kitchen that's there with, you know, half the utilities that you'd have at home, you're not sitting there looking at the sea view, listening to the music, looking at the people. I mean, that's part of the fun, isn't it? Looking at all the people and seeing who's having a row with their husband on holidays and the kids are driving them mad, all that kind of thing. Is that not part of the fun?
No, I'm really antisocial. When I go on holidays, I don't want to see a sinner from one end of the week to the next. I mean, do you not find it really expensive to eat out for maybe 7 nights in a row?
Listen, it's definitely not as expensive as here, I find, in general. But you get to get different flavours and different ways of cooking and all that kind of thing. You know, is that not more inspiration? Is it not worth the, you know, the extra bob? Like, do you not accommodate that in your planning? Because you need a rest, surely, unless how you unwind is doing it, is by cooking. Maybe that is your... It wouldn't be me, but maybe that's how you relax.
Jim Elliott is here in studio with me. Back me up. Please tell me I'm not the only person doing this.
I think she hit on a great point there. Do you find cooking relaxing? Because I do know, and to a person, they are the high achievers in my life. I'm not a good cook, and I don't really enjoy doing it. But the really high achievers, the people who have really stressful jobs, they find like the act of... It takes, what, 15 minutes to chop everything that you need? Celery, vegetables, chicken, chop, 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 chop. They find that really relaxing and kind of zen-like. Are you one of those people? Do you find that relaxing?
Not particularly, but I find the pop of the white wine cork.
Listen,
and the pouring of the glass before I chop the vegetables. Now, that is relaxing.
I don't know what kind of restaurants you're going to, Kira, but they got wine in restaurants, most of the ones that I go to. So cooking on holidays can be, it can be fun, and I get that. It can be more intimidating depending on the language of the place you're going. Going somewhere like Spain or Italy, any of the Latin languages, you can probably make your way around a grocery store okay. If you're in Korea or Japan or China or Thailand, can you read anything on those? And I can struggle my way through a menu, but struggling my way through a grocery store aisle, I would find that really intimidating. Now, my wife and I have done both. We've done the things where we just went away this summer and we didn't cook a single meal, but we went out every night. Now,
how long were you away for?
We were in the south of Italy for 2 weeks. It was cheap. It was delicious.
14 dinners out. I would be rolling home.
Well, that's why you go to Italy, isn't it? So the part of Italy we were in, it was flooded with tourists. They were all Italian tourists. We didn't hear any English spoken for a couple of days, which meant that every restaurant, no matter how crappy it looked on the outside, the food was great because they won't stand for it. they absolutely will not put up with it. They'll march into the kitchen and yell at him with their hands flapping about how who taught you how to make a pasta sauce. You
know, Mamma Mia,
yeah,
and all
exactly.
Of that.
All of the quasi-racist stuff that I like to do when I'm on the national broadcaster. But here's the other thing about cooking while you're on holidays. If you, in the early days of Airbnb, back when Airbnb was what it was supposed to be, it was people letting out their house or a room in their house, you could count on that kitchen to be well stocked. Mm. But these days, now that all the corporations have gotten involved and capitalism poisons all it touches, you have these bespoke apartments that are built. Nobody ever lives, capital L, lives there. So in the kitchen, all you're going to have is a couple of pots and pans, a spatula, maybe a corkscrew. That's it. You're not going to have a garlic press. You're not going to have a vegetable peeler. You're not going to have, is it a well-stocked kitchen?
But you'll have a knife.
You have a knife. Yeah, but like you need the tools. You need the, and then by the way, the knife is going to be garbage. It's not going to be a good chopping knife the way you want. Did you bring spices while you were away?
Did I bring spices? No, but I'm not really cooking anything fancy, you know?
And spices to me, are fancy? Oh, God.
Where am I cooking?
White People Radio. Here we go.
Okay, I'm going to bring in Mary McCarthy here, the Irish Independent columnist. Mary, you do cook on holidays like me.
Good afternoon. Yes, Kira, I'm with you. I do cook, although I'm not as enthusiastic as you. It's more just because by necessity, because it's six of us, right? So
see that,
maybe
I get.
Do yeah. One meal out. So we'll do lunch out or we'll do dinner out and then we'll cook. And sometimes you feel like you're just a skivvy in a different location. And also, Jim, I agree with you. It's so infuriating. I don't know why, but Airbnbs, they have three dishwasher tablets. That's it.
Yep.
So you find yourself, you're in the supermarket. I was even like in Greece there a few weeks ago looking for a proper scrubber mm-hmm. for the dishes. And you're thinking, oh, for God's sake, you know, I'm on holidays here. So I do agree with you, Andrea, when you say rest and relaxation. And people just want to escape all the kind of repetition that they do at home and just go out every night. But I also, I'm a bit torn with, because Kira, I'm with you. I actually love the supermarkets. And it's not just in France going to the hypermarché, even down to Castletown Bear to look at their super value. What do they have? I just love that. And going, finding the nearest bakery. And it can be kind of nice to cook at home, but only if everyone's helping you with the cleanup. Like if you're standing there, like shouting like a fishwife, like you do at home, you know, it's a disaster.
Well, do you do all the cooking when you go abroad, Mary? Or would your partner or husband do some of it?
So if there's a barbecue there, he'll step in, right? And he'll be, because I don't actually eat red meat, so he'd be looking after that. But otherwise, I'm a little bit of a control freak. And I do like you were saying, you keep it simple, Kira. I'm a devil. Like I actually was off looking for fennel seeds there in Greece. Like I still, like, I know it's ridiculous,
no,
but then I end up getting really annoyed. I go to all this trouble and then I start like belly aching and my family are like, we'd be happy just with, you know, a couple of sausages. Like, why did you have to go and make that really adventurous cauliflower thing? But I do think, like, if you can mix it up, like we had a week in Greece self-catering, so we had one meal out and then we cooked at home. And I mean, dealing with the bins and stuff, you do feel like you haven't really escaped with the self-catering. But then we ended the holiday with two nights in a hotel, and that kind of, you forget then about any kind of bins or going looking for a scrubber in the supermarket and you just relax. So I would say, if you could bookend your holiday with a bit of self-catering, I'll take that weekend or that weekend in Fort Island, no problem.
Your husband doesn't like the idea of going away to sort of a big resort, all-inclusive, sitting in a huge buffet, breakfast, lunch and dinner, does he? I mean, it's a first world problem, I get
allergic.
It, but I get it.
It's a first world problem, come on, I feel, yeah, you're right to say that. But it is important. Holidays are very important. He is allergic to the resorts. And my sisters and my brothers, they're always decking off to these like resorts where you eat as much as you want, you laze around, like those places in Lanzarote. I would love to do something like that because you don't lift a finger for the week. But we're very much, we don't do those holidays, unfortunately. So,
Andrea, do you ever do self-catering? Like if you're away with a big group of friends and you rent a house, you know, in Mallorca for 3 or 4 days, do you not just say, right, you do one night, I'll do the other night, somebody else does something else?
Well, I'm not a great chef anyway, but because some of them are more decorative than functional, you know what I mean, in life. But I kind of think it's enough room in your case for more bikinis and books and things, you know, rather than bringing ingredients and, you know, having to bring, you know, buy scrubbers and all that kind of thing. I just think that we work so hard for our holidays. We really need to switch off and enjoy them. And like, the whole point of travelling is to kind of, I mean, I know what you're saying about going to the supermarkets, and I love doing that too on holidays, and I love bringing home little things that you might try at home. But oh my God, I couldn't imagine anything worse than actually trying to cook them over there. And you know, when I could just go in and somebody bring over, you know, a lovely menu and have a look around and what's happening. That's, I think, what a holiday is. But I suppose we're all different, aren't we? We all.
Yeah, you see, I quite like, Jim, putting the money into, when I'm trying to budget for a holiday, I put the money into the accommodation.
The accommodation, okay. So you're getting a nice place.
Yeah, so I'll get a nice place with a nice view, and I'll make sure there's a nice outdoor area, good barbecue, a nice, you know, outdoor kitchen, even heaven. And then I don't want to leave.
Stocked, though, you know what I mean? They're going to have a cheese grater. Are they going to have, you know, all of the stuff you need? And here's the thing. I'm talking about not bringing anything away. I will cop to this one because I'm married to an Irish woman. And I'm going to ask everybody on the phones here, do y'all bring tea bags when you go away?
Yep.
Is that three yeses?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, can't live without it.
Calf and decaf the on the last holiday.
We're talking about having kitchens available to you. But one of my favorite TikTok accounts is this guy who travels for business all the time. And he just stays in the business hotel. You know, the business hotel, the only thing they got in there is a tiny fridge and the kettle. And he can make a three-course meal using the kettle and the iron in the room. You can use the iron in the room to whip yourself up a hot ham and cheese. And the kettle, if you thought to bring a good plastic bag with you, you can poach a salmon fillet in there.
Perfect. Next holiday for me is started. I'm looking at some texts here. I've never thought of cooking before, but I absolutely love wandering around a foreign supermarket. So maybe I'll have a go next time. I have inspired you. Thank you. Mm. Spare a thought for the poor celiacs. We have to self-cater go on holiday.
That's true. People with allergies, man, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, absolutely. I took my gluten-free wraps with me on holidays too. I would never think of cooking abroad. It's not a holiday. Kira, I'm the same as you. Eating out every night is OTT and way too expensive. I have a self-catering property in Loch Earn. We provide a fully provisioned kitchen, oils, truffle oil condiments, full set of knives. That's for you, Jim.
Ooh.
Glass dishes to facilitate people.
Hey, send me the link, man. I'll book that.
I think that's what they're hoping we do. And Mary, the other thing for me, you see, is going out to dinner with children.
Is the other one.
I mean, is it really relaxing? Is it really enjoyable? Are you actually looking at the menu and perusing the wine and, you know, looking at people having a row? You're not. You're trying to keep your children settled at the table and make sure they don't spill their Fanta orange.
See, this is where we're getting away from vacation just into my philosophy of life. Children ruin everything.
Come on, Mary.
Not at all, Jim. No, actually, Kira, good news. When they get a bit older, it's a lot easier. So my youngest is now 9. So dinner is great. But I think the knack is to keep it to lunch when you've got younger kids, because they're just more manageable. Because when they start getting tired, I totally agree with you, it can get very, very stressful. And you can find yourself at the local playground and your main course has arrived and you're like, you've taken away one of your kids because they're, you know, they're acting like a total brat. Yeah, it's very messy sometimes.
All right. Well, look, thank you all for sharing your thoughts and your opinions. I actually think I will try the restaurant out, breakfast, lunch and dinner next time around. It sounds like I'll have to take out a small mortgage. Do get in touch with us with your thoughts.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.